Progress Radio Australia is a part of the FNX network. You can find this show and other great shows at fnxstream.com. That's fnxtreme.com.
This is what professional wrestling is all about.
On Sunday, January 4th, Global Force Wrestling presents...
What a night! What athletes! What an event!
The Worldwide Professional Wrestling Spectacular.
What a way to kick off 2015!
That only happens once a year live from the Tokyo Dome in Japan. Wrestle Kingdom 9.
Wrestle Kingdom 9! It just doesn't get any bigger!
Showcasing the best wrestling on the planet.
This is good old JR Jim Ross, and there's nowhere I'd rather be than ringside in Tokyo.
In what will be the wrestling pay-per-view event of the year.
This is pro wrestling like it was meant to be.
Global Force Wrestling presents New Japan Pro Wrestling's Wrestle Kingdom 9, live from the Tokyo Dome, Sunday, January 4th, exclusively on pay-per-view.
Wrestle Kingdom 9 on pay-per-view. The world will be watching.
This is it, Andy. Hold one. Arm drag.
This is Brian Alvarez.
Ball two. Arm bar.
This is Robbie Eagles.
Oh, kick. This is the loosest in Australian wrestling, Adam Brooks.
The queen, yeah. The queen of the crop.
Hey, this is Rocky Monero.
And there is no one that does it better.
Five times the world's heavyweight champion, Scrap Daddy himself, Scrap Ryan Adam Pearson, and you are locked in
to Wrestle Radio Australia.
Happy New Year. My name is Josh Armour, and yes, welcome to Wrestle Radio Australia. We weren't going to have a show this week, but we've decided to start 2015 off with the proverbial bang. Folks, we bring you Wrestle Radio Australia pretty much every week on fnxstream.com, iTunes and Stitcher, and it is 100% free. Also, you can find interviews from the last 2 years on our YouTube channel with the likes of Adam Pearce, who's just hung up the boots. All the best to Adam in the future. Brian Alvarez of Figure 4 Weekly, one of my favourites, that one. Rove McManus from earlier in 2014, last year now. Lady Beard, who's tearing it up in Japan. TMDK's Jonah Rock, Marcus Pitt, and Slex, the forgotten member of TMDK. Slex is unfortunately now known, but he is a hell of a talent. Buddy Murphy from WWE, and a heap of great Aussie wrestlers and personalities, many of which compete for GFW affiliates. So you can find those on our YouTube channel, as well as the current episodes on our podcast feed. Also, please feel free to tweet us while you're listening at WrestleRadioAU is where you can find the show. You can reach me at JoshJDArmour and my co-host, Todd Eastman. You'll find him at Beast Eastman. And in just a moment, Todd will be chatting with a very special guest, folks. He is a former WCW champion, WWF, yes, I said WWF, Intercontinental Champion. The list goes on and on. Founder of TNA Wrestling and the brand new promotion, the brand new movement, Global Force Wrestling, the King of the Mountain, Double J, Jeff Jarrett. They will be talking about this Sunday's Wrestle Kingdom 9 event, plus a bit about his career and what we may be able to expect from GFW in the future, in particular, the Aussie affiliates. But before we go any further, I just got to thank Scott DeMore and the crew at GFW for hooking this up pretty much at the last minute. And a massive shout out to Mega Powers Radio as well, who will have their Powie Awards next week. That's going to be their special podcast episode. I'll be making a cameo on that one. And speaking of awards, we have our Listener's Choice Awards. So if you're hearing this on New Year's Day, it's your last day to vote. The link is in the show notes and on our Facebook page. So there's no sign up, no catch, just a few categories there for you to vote on. And then next week we will have our first ever awards episode, maybe a few guests, we'll see. So keep an eye out for that one. That's going to be fun. I'll be back at the end of the show to wrap it up. Before we get to Todd Eastman and Mr. Jeff Jarrett, check this out.
Geeks of the Industry presents Pro Wrestling Nation, hosted by Bay Area comedian Funky Sam Medina.
Hashtag killing.
Go check out Pro Wrestling Nation right now on iTunes, Stitcher, RedDragonsRadio.com, and of course, GeeksOfIndustry.com.
Bullet Club. For life.
New Japan Pro Wrestling's Wrestle Kingdom 9 live from Tokyo Dome, 6 p.m. Australian Eastern Time, 2 a.m. US Eastern Time, available outside the US and Japan on the Flips TV app. His family name is synonymous with professional wrestling. Jeff Jarrett, welcome to Wrestle Radio Australia.
I appreciate you having me on, and a happy new year to you, and looking forward to ringing in, the new year this Sunday. My voice is gone. I've been doing too much PR lately. But no, we're looking forward to this Sunday and kicking off the 2015 year in a grand fashion.
Yeah, well, first of all, I'd like to thank you for finally doing what I've been hoping for the last 2 years on this show, is presenting New Japan Pro Wrestling, which is arguably the second biggest wrestling promotion in the world, in English. I mean, how did this come about?
It's no secret that I founded and started Global Force Wrestling back in April, and as we rolled out the brand, we made our alliances with some folks down under just this past August, but you know, AAA in Mexico and New Japan last June, and as we were piecing things together, New Japan approached us and said, how do we bring our product to the North American audience? And then it was real obvious that the Dome Show was going to be by far the best way to kick things off, and things started to fall in place, and one thing led to another, and we got all the pay-per-view clearances in North America, all through U.S., all through Canada, and then we got the guys from Flips on board, and it really took this event to another level that now, anywhere in the world, any time zone in the world, right there in your hometown of Adelaide this Sunday, you will be able to watch this event live via the Flips app. So it's very cool. We're very excited about it. It has become the most widely distributed pay-per-view in the history of professional wrestling. So we're very excited about that.
Yeah, and not only that, I mean, to get Jim Ross and Matt Stryker to be calling the action, that's just amazing. You must be so happy that sort of team has fallen into place for you.
Well, when we had the opportunity to get Jim Ross, it was a no-brainer. Excuse me. We jumped on that possibility, and he's the voice of today's generation of wrestling fans. And when you team him with Matt Stryker, and they've worked together in the past, and Matt is very, very knowledgeable about New Japan, not just the 10 matches he's going to be calling Sunday, but from top to bottom, the historical presence of New Japan going back 40-plus years, the titles, the lineages, the who's who that wrestled there, from Hulk Hogan to Stan Hansen, Jimmy Snuka, Andre the Giant, the list goes on and on. So it truly is a global event.
Yeah, that's what I found. I've always found, like, watching the highlights of New Japan, though, I love the action, but I couldn't sit through a whole show just because of the commentary would throw me off. So the fact that you've got this is awesome.
I appreciate it. And Jim Ross had a great quote a couple of weeks ago when he said the wrestlers will write the music, and he's going to write the lyrics. And that's very appropriate, because Jim has a lot of emotion. He's called main events from WrestleMania to Monday Night Raw on down. And for him to be calling, and he said in one of the videos on GlobalForceWrestling.com that this may be the very best main event that he's ever called. And that's big. That's really telling of how big this event is. It's an event on par with WrestleMania.
Yeah, it's exactly right. Now, is this what Global Force is going to be, where you present different wrestling from around the world, like Wrestle Kingdom 9, or will you have your own roster and more of a traditional promotion? And if so, what sort of timetable do you envision for that to come to fruition?
Well, we're going to continue the rollout in 2015, and the answer to your question is both. We're going to continue to partner and have partnered and have an alliance and looking forward to talent exchanges, but we're going to be our own, I guess you'll call it fully functioning promotion as we roll things out in 2015. But we've been very methodic about creating brand awareness and taking it step by step, and just making sure that as we bring our product to market, that it's clearly defined how we're different, what we're about, and things like that.
You've also established partnerships, like you said, with Australian promotions like our own Riot City Wrestling here and EPW in Perth, Wrestle Clash and PWA Australia. Now, will they and others around the world act like a feeder system to the new promotion, or what is the plan for, obviously those like AAA and New Japan will be a different story, but for the smaller promotions, will they act like your feeder sort of territory, if you will?
A little of both. I mean, they're independent promotions, obviously. And they've got great talent, and so we have a fundamental philosophy that's different than what's been seen in the past, in that we want to help other promotions and not only recognize them, but help promote them and have talent exchanges. And if there's a great piece of talent in any of these independent promotions, obviously we would want them on the Global Force roster.
Now, compare starting up TNA with what you're doing now with Global Force. Like, just how different is it?
Well, technology has changed the world, not just wrestling. It's literally changed the world. And the audiences are so much more connected than they were 12 years ago with the technology, with social media specifically, with Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. In that, the wrestling fan bases can literally, I don't have to tell you, you know, I'm sitting in my office in Hendersonville, Tennessee, and you're sitting in a beautiful city in Australia, Adelaide, and we're carrying this, conducting this interview. So the world is just much more connected, and fan bases are connected. And wrestling fans, I know firsthand, growing up in this business, I can remember back to the early days, getting magazines or trading tapes and seeing different things from around the country, that they want to be connected. And so it's a completely different time. And also, it's a different era in wrestling. When TNA was founded, WCW just went under and closed up shop and was bought out. In 2014, as we head into 2015, you know, there's New Japan coming on Access Television in the States, Lucha Underground, Ring of Honor has their syndication deal. The landscape globally is obviously much different. AAA, who I've worked with for many, many years, they're a red-hot promotion. And then I don't have to say how hot New Japan is. This Sunday, we're expecting over 50,000 fans at the Tokyo Dome. It's an epic show.
Mm. And what do you actually think of the new TV deal with TNA with Destination America?
Hats off to them. Congrats. I don't think it would have been good for the wrestling business for them to not get a deal. So congrats to them. I wish them nothing but the best.
Now, back to Wrestle Kingdom, and you're in a six-man tag with the Bullet Club with Bad Luck Fale and Takahashi. Yeah. How's the body feeling after a relaxed schedule over the last few years?
Very good. I've trained very, very hard the last 6-8 weeks. I've taken a couple of matches, one down in Memphis, Tennessee, and one up in New Jersey, and just, you know, getting the ring rust, so to speak, off. But we definitely have our work cut out. I specifically do. Kojima and Tenzin are they're Hall of Famers. Those guys are on their own right. They've been IWGP heavyweight champion. They've been IWGP tag team champions together. And so the six-man tag is a stacked match, as well as every other match on the card.
Like, there really is something for everyone on this card, even though not familiar with Japanese wrestling, when you've got AJ Styles and the Young Bucks, and even some Aussie guys on there with Mikey Nicholson and Shane Hayes, TMDK. What, aside from your own match, are you looking forward to seeing the most?
Well, the Young Bucks, who I consider at this time the very best tag team in the business, they're very, very good, very, very athletic. Obviously, the brothers, but that, I think that takes them to another level with their timing and sense, ring sense and ring savvy. That match, the Four Corners match with Red Dragon and Time Splitters and Forever Hooligans, that's really going to be new age wrestling, is how I like to refer to it. And then the AJ Styles single match will be off the charts. He always takes his game to another level on the biggest stage of all. And then the main event, Okada and Tanahashi, is going to be a main event for the ages. And to circle back what I said, you know, Jim Ross talking about it may be the very best main event he's ever called. That's huge. That's just huge.
Now, this is a question from my co-host, Josh. He couldn't actually be with me today. He grew up watching wrestling during the New Generation era of the WWF and was a huge fan of your rivalry with Razor Ramon over the Intercontinental title. Can you share some of your thoughts on those matches and Scott Hall as a performer?
That was a unique time. You know, the WWF was just right before the Attitude Era. It was 95, so the business was being built back up. It went through a rough stretch in 90, 91, 92 era. And Scott, Razor Ramon, I wrestled him. My series of matches was right off of WrestleMania 10, where him and Shawn Michaels had the legendary ladder match. So Razor Ramon was a red hot individual. And Scott is a big dude. You don't realize how big he is till you get up next to him, but a fantastic wrestler. And we sort of tore the ass down on many occasions. And then we added Road Dogg into the mix, and that just took it to a whole nother level. And then from there, we went into a series of tag matches where me and Shawn with Road Dogg at our side against Scott and Kevin, Razor and Diesel. And those were some fantastic matches as well.
Not anything compared to what they're going to see this weekend, though, or this Sunday with Global Force Wrestling presenting Wrestle Kingdom 9. Now, just a couple of rapid-fire questions. What's your favorite run been so far?
Favorite what?
Favorite run in the business so far.
For me personally?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Be tough. It'd be tough. You know, there's different eras of my career early. Back before I went to the WWF, had a series of matches with Jerry Lawler, tag matches against the Moondogs. And they were hardcore matches before it was really, really called hardcore, but it was definitely hardcore. And then the series of matches we just talked about with Scott, Shawn Michaels and Razor and Diesel. And then you get into the WCW when I first became World Heavyweight Champion. And that's something that every kid who gets in this business dreams to become a world champion. And I got that fortunate enough to get that opportunity and won the belt four times. And then you get into the TNA era, and that was, you know, for so many different reasons. Wrestling and non-wrestling was a really unique time back in the early days when the fanatics of TNA wrestling were just off the charts. And then just most recently, a couple of years ago, I had a series of matches against Kurt Angle that I think were some of the best of my career.
Yeah, it's a different feeling when you're either in a match or when you're seeing a match that you've helped progress or you've put the story forward. I think, I can understand what you're saying. We're just different phases are different. What's your favorite match of your career if you could name one?
Those eras of my career were definitely the highlights. But to really name one, it's too difficult.
Now, you're in the process of starting up your own promotion. If you could pick anyone in the world to be your franchise of your promotion, who would you pick?
I'm not going to if I let that out, I think that would be counterproductive to the Global Force Wrestling. But I've got my eyes on several guys. The free agent talent pool is so deep. And quite honestly, I couldn't give you one answer because I believe the talent pool, and I take it, you know, you've got to have a healthy roster of this day and age from top to bottom, and there's no doubt that's going to exist. Just the matter of fact that the free agent market is so deep.
I'm actually a really big fan of tag team wrestling, and I just love how deep that pool is in the independent circuit at the moment. Just so many good teams, like with your Forever Hooligans and your Young Bucks and your Red Dragon. Even I'll throw the Aussie boys in there, TMDK. Just so many good young tag teams are just waiting to come out. It's just awesome to see.
I couldn't agree more. And, you know, tag team wrestling, what I grew up on here in the Tennessee area, was always a really big part of it. And then, you know, it's ebbed and flowed through the years. And at TNA several years ago, America's Most Wanted, the tag team division was really, really strong. So I'm a huge believer in tag team wrestling.
Awesome. Now, finally, when you wrestled in Australia, you smashed good friend of the show, Rove McManus, over the head with an infamous guitar. How many guitars do you reckon you've gone through in your career?
I don't know, but I can tell you this. That when I got Rove back 10, 12 years ago, that was one of my highlights. I've hit Gary Coleman. I've hit Beetlejuice at the Howard Stern Show. You know, Mula years ago, but Rove ranked right up there with the top, and the Australian fan base still remembers that fondly to this day. And you know, I made an appearance on his show years ago, and that was still talked about. But no, Rove is definitely a friend of Global Force Wrestling. He was gracious enough to give us a quote for our rollout down under, and when we put the press release out. So he's a good man.
Yes, yeah, he really is. Anyway, what we're here for, January the 4th, New Japan Pro Wrestling and Global Force Wrestling presenting Wrestle Kingdom 9 live from the Tokyo Dome. Main event, of course, is the IWGP Heavyweight Championship, Tanahashi against Okada, which will be an absolute classic, folks. Do not miss it. 6 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, 2 a.m. US Eastern Time. There's also replays for the American pay-per-view, yes?
Yes, there's replays the entire month on Direct and Dish for any North American listeners. The Flips app has the replay as well. It will be on, so your listeners, it's what time is it local time there in Australia? So you guys are two hours in front of...
Yeah, it's 6 p.m. Australian Eastern Time, so they'll be able to work it out from there.
Yeah, 6 p.m. Australian Eastern Time. But if you purchase it, which you will if you're in Australia on the Flips app, and then it will replay... 12 or 14 hours later in the traditional time slot, 7 Eastern Standard Time in the U.S. And then right after that, it will be on the Flips app on an on-demand. You can purchase it at any time.
So, oh, that's awesome.
Lots of options to catch this show. But everyone that I've talked to on this PR tour, almost to the man and woman, is that I ask them, are you going to watch it live or DVR it? And they're all saying, there's no way we're going to miss this. We're catching it live. So the fans of Global Force Wrestling and New Japan Down Under, you guys get to catch it at a perfect time, 6 p.m. Eastern Australian time. So that's a good time.
Yeah, I know myself. I'm actually having a barbecue on the Sunday to just get all my mates over watching the UFC. Then we're having our barbecue. Then we're sitting down to watch New Japan straight after that. So it's going to be an awesome day for us. It's a four-hour...
And you guys don't get that opportunity all the time, do you? That you get to watch a live wrestling show on an evening.
No, that's not cool. At all. that's the beauty of it being in Japan, really.
Great. I'm glad to hear that. And Australia's always been good to me. And I've always told people that if I couldn't live in the United States at my home in Hendersonville, Tennessee, Australia would be my next home. I love that country.
Well, thank you very much. And Jeff Jarrett, it has been an absolute pleasure having you on the show, sir.
Thank you, sir. This Sunday, tune in. Be there. It is a can't-miss event. Go to globalforcewrestling.com for any and all information about this show. I appreciate you having me on today.
Thank you, sir. You heard the man. Get on to it, people.
Do you love great podcasts? Do you love great Australian podcasts? Of course you do. Australians make incredible podcasts. And if you want to stay up to date with the best Australian shows, then check out Oz Podcasts. Look for us on social media and find your new favourite show from the Australian podcast directory on ozpodcast.com.au. That's OZPODCASTS, ozpodcast.com.au. Check it out.
Hey everyone, I'm Todd Eastman.
Hey, he started from the bottom, now he's here.
I'm Miller.
He loves the day.
I'm McBuckets.
I just get buckets, it's plain and simple.
I'm LJ.
Ask him how many threes he hit on Monday night. Oh,
no. We're joined by our mate Mo.
I'm still looking up Dwight's baby mama, so give me a minute. No.
Where we cover all the NBA, NBL, and other ball news, but mainly talk trash for an hour or so every fortnight. You can catch us on iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio app.
We're also on Facebook and Twitter at B-Ballers Podcast.
Or wherever good podcasts are sold.
Dude, it's free.
Wait, we don't get paid?
Nah, man.
Shit, I quit.
That's Big Brawlers Podcast. Funnier than a Sean Marion jumper.
This has been a short one, folks, but a sweet episode. Jeff didn't have much time in his schedule today, but we are very grateful that he was able to spare us some time for a really great chat. That wasn't. Thank you very much, Todd Eastman, for throwing that razor question at him. Good stuff. If you enjoyed the show, folks, please subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you found the show. Click that share button as well, because we love seeing the show getting around the place. And remember, plenty more episodes on our podcast feed. That's not the old one. If you see one there saying the old feed, well, it's not that one, it's the other one. And our YouTube channel, plenty more great episodes there. I know Jeff told you already, but folks, buy this show. Pay for it, buy it. Plonk down the money. We all say that we want competition, that we want another big promotion to shake things up in the world of professional wrestling. We want work rate. We don't want our intelligence insulted. We want a great, great pro wrestling product. This is now your chance. Support GFW, support New Japan Pro Wrestling. Hashtag join the force. Hashtag WK9. With all the talent on this show, JR calling the action. I'm not just saying this because I'm a supporter of GFW, but as a supporter of the art of pro wrestling and the sport that it can be presented as, This, folks, is worth supporting. Get behind it. It's going to be a cracker. Before I go, a quick shout out to Dave Farley, aka Dave Storm. His new podcast, On the Fringe podcast. 3 awesome episodes up there so far. Mr. Juicy, Lukey Bolland, who talks about his career in pro wrestling, also commercial radio and stand-up comedy. Great listen, that one. And a few of the EPW Perth crew, EPW, great Global Force affiliate. They get together to talk about the promotion. 3 episodes in, Dave is, and you could swear it was 300. I'll tell you, I've said it to him, but I've got to tell you, folks, it's a brilliant podcast, so if you can't wait to sort of hear some more great audio after you're done with this and you've heard a few of our shows, get on over there, check out Dave's podcast, On the Fringe podcast. It's so good. Check it out, folks. Massive thank you to our special guest, Double J, Jeff Jarrett. All the best with Wrestle Kingdom 9 this Sunday. Todd Eastman, thank you so much for staying up to record that one, brother, on New Year's Eve. You are an absolute demon, and hopefully my internet speed will be sorted by next week for our awards show. Otherwise, we may be doing that one in person. That could get ugly. Look out. Thunderstag out of Melbourne, got to thank you guys for our awesome theme music, Where the Action Is. Dane Davies, your awesome logo, punching above your weight as per usual. Facebook.com/AustralianIndieWrestling, FNXstream.com. You guys are awesome. And of course, OzPodcasts.com.au. But most of all, as always, I want to thank you for listening. Until next week and the awards show, I'm Josh Armour, and this has been Australia's Wrestling Podcast, Wrestle Radio Australia. Happy New Year, everyone.
Saints and sinners, lovers and losers, cuckoos and one wine with the hounds of hell. Brothers and sisters, show no mercy. Kiss your sons and your daughters goodbye. Been there, done that, heard it all before. Chewed up and spit out, we won't take no more. If you wanna live, you're gonna have to fight. Every day's a Friday, every night's a Saturday night. Yeah, well, the action is, if you want some, come and get some. Here's where the action is, but you better be ready to take some.
Thank you very much, mate.
Thank you. Get you some rest and Happy New Year. And maybe I'll revisit you guys later in 2015.
All right, people. This is your mate Stel, host of the great football podcast known as Shoot the Defence. Join me, John, Mike, Stuffy, and whoever else can be bothered to appear every Thursday night at 10:30 p.m. mixlr.com/shootthedefence. We're informative, opinionated, sometimes controversial, and have one or two facepalm moments. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and we have our own website, shootthedefence.com. Shoot the Defense. Play on.